Second of Kings, chapter 23. Now, we're going on about Josiah and all the changes that he made. It's called a reformation. And it's really hard to examine yourself and realize what you're doing wrong and to change. And he's really to be commended because he did that. So he destroyed the pagan place of worship in the valley of Hinnom so that no one could sacrifice his son or daughter as a burnt offering to the god Molech. How awful. These people were offering their own children as sacrifices. And that just shows how far religion can get a grip on people's head and their mind and their thinking and make them do things which they would realize are totally out of character with them normally. And that's why we are not to be religious in that sense, but to be spiritual, to be close to God and led by the Spirit. Now, the Valley of Hinnom was the rubbish dump outside Jerusalem where they used to throw dead bodies or burn dead bodies. And so that is what Jesus calls Gehenna. So when in the New Testament it says that Jesus says that the wicked will be thrown into Gehenna, where the fire never stops burning. It doesn't mean that wicked people will be burnt and burnt forever and ever, because the wages of sin is death. But Jesus was using that valley, that rubbish dump, as a symbol of complete destruction of people's bodies. That's what he's saying. And you can see how it began, because the Valley of Hinnom was where they used to offer child sacrifices and burn the bodies of children. He also removed the horses that the kings of Judah had dedicated to the worship of the sun, and he burnt the chariots used in this worship. They were kept in the yard of the temple, near the gate, near the living quarters of men called Nathan and Melech. The altars which the kings of Judah had built on the roof of the palace above the rooms of King Ahaz, King Josiah tore them down, along with the altars that had been put up by King Manasseh in the two courtyards of the temple, and he smashed them to bits and threw them into the valley of the Kidron. Josiah destroyed the altars that Solomon had built east of Jerusalem, south of the Mount of Olives, in order to worship his abominable idols, Astarte from Sidon, Chemosh, the god of Moab, and Molech, god of Ammon. King Josiah broke these stone pillars to pieces, cut down the symbols of the goddess Asherah, and he covered with human bones the ground on which they stood. Josiah tore down the small temple to idols that had been built in Bethel, which had been built by Jeroboam, son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. Josiah pulled down the altar, broke its stones to pieces, and pounded them to dust, and burnt the image of Asherah. Josiah looked around and saw that there were some tombs there, some graves on the hill. He ordered that the bones be taken out of them and burnt on the altar. This is exactly what the prophet, the man of God, had said would happen many years ago. King Josiah looked around and saw the tomb of the prophet who had made this prediction. "Whose tomb is that?" he asked, and the local people from Bethel replied, "It's the tomb of the man of God who came from Judah and said these things, and now you fulfilled them." "Leave that," Josiah said. His bones should not be moved. So his bones were not moved. Neither were those of the prophet who had come from Samaria. You remember, there was this prophet who came from Judah, and he said that the altar was going to be destroyed and bones were going to be burnt on it, and he was very brave to say that because Jeroboam wanted to kill him for saying that. But then Jeroboam got struck with a kind of a stroke on his arm, and it was that prophet who cured him. But then the prophet from Israel comes to him and says, "Oh, you must come back to my place." But the prophet from Judah said, "No, I can't, because God said I mustn't go back by the way in which I've come. And I mustn't eat or drink anything." And no, the old prophet from Israel says, no, God gave me another word that says you can. And so he does. And then he's killed by a lion. Well, this happened a very long time before this. It would seem that this happened about 300 years before this. That just shows that God's word will come true. in the end. And it will be the same when Jesus comes back and there is the resurrection from the dead and the establishment of God's kingdom here on this earth. That those things that were promised so far back, and some people have been dead for thousands of years, they will come true. God's word will come true. And it's for us to really believe that. And here you've got an example where over 300 years it would have seemed that this was just some cranky old guy saying, oh, your terrible altar's going to get destroyed and going to have bones burnt on it. Well, it did actually come true. King Josiah ordered the people to celebrate the Passover, as written in the book of the law. There had never been a Passover like this celebrated by any of the kings of Israel or Judah ever since Judges had ruled the nation. King Josiah removed from Jerusalem and the rest of Judah all the people who worshipped idols, and he removed all the idols and all the objects of worship used for other gods. There had never been a king like him before who served the Lord with all his heart, soul and mind, obeying all the law of Moses. But the Lord's fierce anger had been aroused against Judah by what King Manasseh had done, and it was not quenched. So it seems that this man, Josiah, was very zealous, but I don't think the people really were. And this is the problem. Everything else that Josiah did is recorded, but in the history of the kings of Judah. While Josiah was king, King Pharaoh Necho from Egypt came with his army to the river Euphrates to help the emperor of Assyria. But King Josiah attempted to stop the Egyptian army at Megiddo, but was killed in battle. His body was put in the chariot and taken back to Jerusalem, where he was buried. Well, if you look in the other parallel in Chronicles, it seems that Josiah, for all his good works, did go a bit wrong at the end of his life. But he is recorded as the most zealous God, the most zealous, God-fearing king that Judah really ever had. And the great thing was that he started at a young age. So it's a real example to start your life in the way that you're going to go and to give your life wholly and solely to the things of God and to keep on running to the end.